a response to Jacqueline B on her problem with BT. Likewise, Jacqueline, with Rob Acrobat, I'm totally amazed at how you're being messed about. I just think it's absolutely shameful on BT. But also, like Rob, I have to say that I've never had problems, well, I've never had any problem like that with BT over the years, and I've been with BT now for, oh, I don't know how many years now. And I've never been tempted to switch away from them. There's always been deals on the table coming from various sources. But the thing that kept me, has always kept me with BT, is their service and their technical backup service. Now, before I go any further, I have to say that I have had a couple of problems. One was that when they were renewing the telephone line due to damage from branches of a tree nearby, my whole line was down for 3 days. And it wasn't supposed to be down for 3 days, it was supposed to be down for 1 day. And they have a compensation department that deals with that. But I can assure you, the compensation is very, very little. Now, I don't know in your regards how much the compensation would be if you managed to pursue and achieve a claim from them. But I can assure you that I lost my landlines, I lost my broadband, and I obviously we have BT Vision as well. And we lost all of that for 3 whole days. And the compensation was in the form of a credit on our next bill. And trust me, it was only a few pounds. It was very little. And if you read the fine print, it tied in completely with the fine print, which most of us never, ever read. But having said that, if my broadband went down just now, I could go on to a helpline phone number that I have, and I've done this on many occasions, and I phoned BT, put through to the technical helplines, and I can assure you they are excellent, absolutely, they're just brilliant, and hence the reason I've never switched, because it's the service you get from them. I always get through to a technical helper, an advisor. I'm not saying I get through within 10 seconds, but it's never a long delay. I get through pretty quick. They're always good, very efficient, very proficient. And to be honest with you, it's just a great, great service. So I really am shocked, Jacqueline, that you're getting that kind of service from BT at the moment. I would suggest, as Rob said, that go down the line of the legal line, as it were, and tell them that you're putting the hands in them, or putting the matter in the hands of a lawyer, even if you don't, simply because of the way they've been treated. And I just find it absolutely shocking. I've never actually known of BT to be like that, so it's maybe something local, your local department, local offices, I don't know, but I can only sing praises about BT. Okay, they're not perfect and they do charge more than others, but if you get a good service, I'm quite happy to pay for that. And but certainly, yeah, it's a damn shame to have to go to a nearby cafe or bar or just to get connection is absolutely shocking as far as I'm concerned. So I hope you get it fixed out, Jacqueline. And obviously, keep us all updated. I haven't listened to all the views this morning, so you may already have put another one up, but I just thought I'd fire this one off just now and just give you my take on BT and their service. I know, like Rob said, it's not going to help, but it's not going to help you, but hopefully you'll get it fixed and you'll be up and running and going daft with your broadband once you get it back. It's like a lost love. Okay, bye for now.